Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name is Ivan Emke with you for the next 12 tracks and 60 minutes of some summer rambles. This is the sixth show in the summer ramble series, but it is show number 95 for the Roots and Branches and Beyond. We're listening right now to, of course, the Great Shetland Fiddle. This is a band called Fiddler's Bid, and as usual, I'm sort of starting off with some Shetland fiddling. It's just kind of a summer thing. Hope you enjoy the rest of the show. Glad you're with me. I'll tell you more about Fiddler's Bid in a moment. This is something oddly called Ode to Joy, not the Beethoven one. This is a bit livelier. Band. They started out in 1991 called Fiddler's Bid. They started out with this idea of doing a four fiddle front line, which is what they do. And they have a seven-piece band. They got four fiddles, acoustic guitar, bass, and piano, or clarsach. And they're based in Shetland. They do a lot of contemporary arrangements of traditional Shetland fiddle tunes. They performed at lots of large folk festivals, and they've got lots of awards individually and collectively. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 95. And we're rambling from here to there on this show, as is usual. Glad you could join me. However you got here, you could be listening on Radio Belle Island, CJBI, 93.9 FM in Belle Island, Newfoundland, Labrador, or however you got here. Next up, we have Alison Lupton. I've played her before, but I'm not quite sure when, but she was born and raised on a dairy farm in rural Ontario. She's always been immersed in Canadian folk life. She started singing in church. Well, who of us didn't, you know? And playing flute in school. She studied Irish and Celtic music and writes folk music. She worked with a band called Killiecrankie many years ago, and in 2001, she put out her first solo album. She's had several more since then. Lots of touring, and one of the keys as she gathers rather stellar musicians around her, which is very wise because her skill always rubs off on everybody. And this is from a CD called My True Love, and it's a traditional track called As I Roved Out. This is Alison Lupton.
As I rolled out on a fine May morning to view the meadows and flowers gay, whom should I spy but my own true lover, as she sat by yon willow tree. I took off my
Alison Lupton, something called As I Roved Out, and that was from her solo album, which was her first, actually, solo album, called My True Love, came out in 2001. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we're rambling here and there, and next off we go to the Barra McNeils, and they're probably well-known to many of you. They're from Sydney Mines, Gibraltar, started in 1980 as teenagers. Their founding members were Seamus, Kyle, Stuart, and Lucy McNeil, and they were only able to perform on weekends and during school holidays. holidays. I think Lizzie might have been like 10 years old or something like that, very young when they started out. They're all classically trained musicians, and they're all alumni of Mount Allison University. In 2005, a couple of other additional brothers, Ryan and Boyd, had joined. They'd been with a band called Slanchava for a while. The first album of, I think, 17 at this point, was in 1986. Won their first ECMA in 1991. They've opened for, you know, people like Celine Dion, who's, you know, no slouch herself in the music business. And they're a great live concert act, and they continue to tour. They're getting ready for a fall tour right now, even as I speak, and their 20th annual Christmas tour is going to take place across the country. It takes up a little over a month in November, December of this year, 2019, and it gets them back into Cape Breton in time for Christmas. This is from a CD. They've made, as I said, quite a number of CDs, called The Question, and came out in the mid-90s, I think, something like that. And it's usually their CDs are unabashedly grand. And this is the one CD that, I don't know, I'm not sure. Was it the producer? I'm not sure what happened. They were going through an odd phase. We all do. But there's a track on it which is quite interesting. It's called Going Down the Road. And it's a song that was written by Bruce Coburn, actually. He appears on the track. And it's kind of a cool song. It's a bit of a gem in the midst of all this, so I thought I'd play it because, well, it's a cool song, and it's the Barry McNeils, who deserve to be played any time of the day. So this is a song called Going Down the Road.
On the Isle of Cape Breton, my father did stay, and his father's father before, fishing the banks and digging for coal. But the mines just can't give anymore, so I'm going. With the snow.
Barry McNeil's, helped out there by Bruce Coburn, a song that he wrote, originally called Going Down the Road, from their CD called The Question. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 95. You could be listening on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, Labrador, however you got here. I'm glad you're here. We'll stay in Cape Breton for the next track, and this is a CD of all fiddle music. This is Howie MacDonald and Ashley MacIsaac. And these are two of the famous fiddlers of the many, many famous fiddlers from Cape Breton. It was recorded live with all the energy found in a typical pub in Cape Breton. It was Howie's 9th album. It was Ashley's 7th album. It was inspired partly by it was the death of a close mutual friend of Howie and Ashley's, John Morris Merringham. And when John Morris died, people felt a fair bit at odds and wanted to remember him. So at the same time, Ashley's career was kind of imploding on him, and they both needed to feel like to get back to their roots. And so in the spring of 2000, they did a bunch of concerts, and the tunes are very off the cuff. They're very spontaneous, as you can tell. And it's kind of funny. On the last track, it actually comes to a very abrupt end, because apparently the tape kind of cut out in mid-tune, but they just left it in. And the CD is called Cape Breton Fiddle Music, Not Calm. Originally, it was Cape Breton Fiddle Music.com, COM, and so they stroke out the dot and the COM and change it to Not Calm. Anyway, it was very intense. It's wild Cape Breton music, played for the joy of it. It only has 7 tracks on it, but by gosh, the second track has 17 tunes in it. Track 6 has 15 tunes in it. The final track has 23 tunes in it. So there's, over 70 well-known fiddle tunes in total. So they're just playing them basically one after the other. And these two great fiddlers just show how wonderful they are. So I wouldn't play one with like 23 tunes or whatever. I'm going to play the Constitution Breakdown medley, so it gives you a taste of this. But this is a bit of a difficult CD to get, but it's worth trying to find, because it's catching them at a really interesting moment where they're recovering their roots. This is Howie MacDonald and Ashley MacIsaac and the Constitution Breakdown Medley. Head into another track, so that's from Howie MacDonald and Ashley MacIsaac, and if you can get a chance of that, the CD is called Cape Breton Fiddle Music, Not Calm, and it certainly isn't calm. Next up, we have a band called The Civil Wars. They were a critically acclaimed American musical duo, Joy Williams and John Paul White. They formed in 2008. They won 4 Grammys, actually. They only did 2 CDs together. The second released in 2013. And by that time it came out, they were no longer touring, actually, or playing together or speaking to each other. The intensity, I guess, was a bit too much. They had solo careers prior to meeting at a songwriting workshop in Nashville. That was in 2008. And following the workshop, White and Williams made pretty immediate plans to tour again. They were looking for a name for the project, and Williams came up with The Civil Wars. And I think the quote that they had was, "Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a great battle." Their second CD was called Barton Hollow, which received significant critical acclaim. That was the first CD, sorry. And the Civil Wars announced in 2014 officially then that they would part ways. And they offered a free download as a parting gift to all their fans of the song You Are My Sunshine. And it's kind of interesting that one of them was doing interviews and one of them wasn't, and it was a bit unfortunate, but they were very, you know, in general pretty respectful of each other, and they did some really interesting music when they were together. So I'm going to hear this from Barton Hollow, that original CD. This is a track called Birds of a Feather. This is a duo once known as The Civil Wars. Civil Wars, a track there called Birds of a Feather from their CD Barton Hollow. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is Ivan Emke, and show number 95, and you could be listening on the Voice of Bombay, CHBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbor. However you got here, I'm glad you are with me. Next up, we have two new releases. They're both duos, and they're both live in concert CDs. So the first one is a couple called Tony McManus and Julia Tosperen. Tosperen is T-O-A-S-P-E-R-N. And Tony McManus is, I suppose he's one of the leading Celtic guitarists worldwide, no question. He's listed as one of the one of the 50 transcendental guitarists of all time. Guitar Player magazine has this thing, list of 50, transcendental guitarists. Anyway, Julia Tosperen is a multi-talented musician herself. She's from Berlin. She combines classical music with jazz and Baroque and traditional music. And she has an amazing and prodigious skill as a guitarist, which makes her a very exciting fit with Tony's work. And she plays the fiddle. Excellent fiddle player as well. They met over a conversation in Berlin where they were talking about J.S. Bach. This is the sort of thing that happens in musical circles, I suppose. They were touring at the moment. And actually, I was very pleased to get a chance to see them this past weekend at a festival. So this CD is a little bit like being at that festival if you weren't there. So it was just came out in early July, about a month or so ago, based on when I'm actually recording this. It's an amazing live CD. It's called Live in Concert, and their twin guitar treatment of trad music is great. Each of the pair flat picks as well as finger picks at the highest level, really. And her violin, Julia's violin, just morphs into a fiddle as she weaves from madrigals to Scottish reels and so on. So this is Irish set. This is called the Star of Munster set. Wildly. That is Tony McManus and Julia Tosperen showing their skills there on the Star of Munster set. Next up, we have the next, as I mentioned, we have two new CDs this week, and this is from Nancy Kerr and James Fagan. And this another duo, of course, another new release of a live concert. This time, they've been together a long time compared to Tony and Julia, who've only fairly recently started playing together. Nancy Kerr and James Fagan are a well-loved Anglo-Australian duo. They're lots of BBC Folk awards they've won. James sings. He plays a variety of instruments, regales audiences with stories of Australia, his homeland. Nancy plays fiddles and sings as well. And for both, they have this lifelong grounding in traditional singing and instrumental playing. They met in 1995. They formed the duo and a life partnership as well. This become the backbone of their career. Nancy is the daughter of a London singer-songwriter, Sandra Kerr, and a Northumbrian piper. And as well as the duo with James, she works with has worked with the Full English Band and the Elizabethan Session, the Melrose Quartet, the trio Simpson, Cutting, Kerr. And James Fagan was born in Australia, as I mentioned. He raised in a folk singing family. He specializes in bouzouki and guitar and mandolin, and he's part of the Melrose Quartet as well. And the James Brothers, he's a regular member of the Cara Dillon Band, and he's a core vocal tutor on the Newcastle University Folk Music degree course. Yes, you can do a degree in folk music in Newcastle University if you wish. They have a couple of kids, which kind of causes some issues with the touring schedule, but their home base is in Sheffield, and they decided they should show people what they're playing these days, and the best way to do that would be to record some concerts, and that's indeed what they did. The CD is called An Evening with Nancy Kerr and James Fagan, and we'll listen to this is a great old song. It's kind of a kid's song as well, which is maybe something they sing to their kids, who knows. This is from their new CD. This is Nancy Kerr and James Fagan. The song is called Dance to Your Daddy.
Daddy.
another lively audience, another lively set. That is Nancy Kerr and James Fagan, something called Dance to Your Daddy, a new release from them. You're listening to Roots and Branches Beyond, and you could be listening on Mun Radio, which is CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, however you got here. Glad you're with us. Next up, we have something that's slightly out of what I usually do, but then I don't know what I usually do anyways, and nobody's really policing this, but this is from longtime friends and admirers of one another. This is Emmylou Harris, Linda Ronstadt, and Dolly Parton. And they first attempted to record an album together in the mid-1970s, but they had scheduling problems and difficulties and so on, including the fact that all three women recorded for different record labels. And that can be a bit of a problem in terms of getting rights to play on other record labels. You know how it is with business. Anyway, it prevented its release. Finally, that collaboration came into fruition when the trio got together and they released album, CD, whatever, called Trio in March of 1987. It peaked at number one on the U.S. Billboard Top Country Album chart. Stayed there for 5 weeks, got lots of awards and tours and so on. They did another album in 1994, and I'm going to play a track from that. It's a version I just sort of listened to the other day, and I thought this is a really nice version of a great Neil Young song called After the Gold Rush. So this is from Emmylou Harris, Linda Ronstadt, and Dolly Parton.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor coming, saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming, and the archers split the tree. There was a fanfare blowing to the sun. There was floating on the breeze. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 20th century.
Sun.
Emmylou Harris, Linda Ronstadt, and Dolly Parton, with, of course, After the Gold Rush, Neil Young's song, not of course, but anyway, that's something you're listening to here on Roots and Branches and Beyond, just show number 95. We're doing some more summer rambling around, and you could be listening on Caper Radio, which is CJBU 107.3 FM in Sydney, Cape Breton, and however you got here, I'm glad you're with us. Next up, we have a band that I've played before, but I keep finding their older CDs, and so I feel like, oh, I should play them again, because they're so good. The Foggy Hogtown Boys, and they've been around since about 2001, and they're a bluegrass band. I've mentioned before, you know, they've had these weekly gigs in Toronto for years and years, and they're just playing all the time. I think gives them a really good repertoire, so they were able to make a number of CDs. And the personnel, just like a who's who of Canadian roots music, enough said, you know, each one of the members has gone on to be members of other bands. This is from a CD I just found it's called Scotch and Sofa, and they're doing a bunch of their usual bluegrass and old-timey music. I'm going to play the title track. This is the Foggy Hogtown Boys. Foggy Hogtown Boys from their CD called Scotch and Sofa, and that's their title track. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening on Fanshawe's 106.9 The X, the CIXX, in London, Ontario, however you got here. I'm glad you're with us. Next up, we have a bit of, I've always sort of tried to travel to a number of different countries on this, because that's, you know, the mandate of the show. And so we have a band called Sierra Maestra, and they're a Cuban band. They started back in 1976, and they started with the goal of reviving sort of the 1920s classic son, S-O-N, which is a Cuban style of music, which came from the mountain range on the east coast, east region of Cuba. That's the Sierra Maestra Mountains, and so that's the band name. Came from that. They had about a half a dozen releases or so. They were a nine-piece band from Havana. They were the first group, and some would say they remain the best group, to play in that old style, song lineup, you know, during the same as during the 1920s and 1930s and so on. And so they were recreating that. The members all studied at the University of Havana and made a number of CDs. And so this is a track called No Me Llores. And it's not that, you know, the Sierra Maestre Mountains are not famous for their elevation, you know, but they're famous because that's where Fidel Castro and his companions hid themselves during the Cuban Revolution. And it's also the inspiration for this band. Let's head to Cuba for a moment. This is Sierra Maestra.
No me llores, no me llores más. No me llores, no me llores más. Y cuando me llores, lagrimita, que me siento una cosita que me apaga con el alma. Tata, tú me pones una carita que me siento un desvalido que me perturba la calma. No me llores, no me llores más. No me llores, no me llores más. No quiero que me llores, que me digas papacito de mi alma. Eres mi vida. Tú sabes que este disco está rayado, que el móvil no tengo nada. Todo es mentira. No me llores, no me llores más. No me llores, no me llores más. Tú siempre te estás haciendo la movida, está llorando lagrimita, ya me tienes confundido. No pienses que hay otra con mi negrita, esos cuentos no me mandan ni me turban los sentidos. No me llores, no me llores más.
Traditional music there from Sierra Maestra, and that's something called No Me Llores. I have a couple more tracks to go, but before that, I'll mention that if you want to hear shows from the past, you can always go to the website rbbmusic.ca. That's all one word, rbbmusic.ca. And links there to, 30, 40 shows or whatever that you might want to listen to if you care. Next up, we have Dr. Didge, D-I-D-J. It was Graham Wiggins. He was an American musician, and he played the didgeridoo. Also played keyboards and melodica and sampler and a bunch of percussion and so on. But he had two groups that he was part of. One was a band called Outback, and they were based out of Oxford in England. And probably have played them before in this show, although I don't quite recall if I have. And then Dr. Didge. And Graham Wiggins had, he held a doctor of philosophy, actually, in solid-state physics from Oxford University. He earned his nickname Dr. Didge there because he had that doctorate. But he was testing his didgeridoo in the Clarendon Physics Laboratory. He's a bit of a tech inventor as well and held a couple of patents. He first taught himself to play the didgeridoo while he was a physics student at Boston University in 1982. He was originally from the United States. And he invented a keyed version of the didgeridoo. It allows it to be played melodically, so it allowed him to do some things on the didgeridoo that probably you couldn't otherwise. And he made this out of an African hardwood, and he had brass hardware and eight keys, and it allowed for the playing of nine different pitches. It's a bit like, you know, like the bagpipes. The Highland pipes don't have a lot of different pitches that it can go for either. So he formed the Corps of Outback with guitarist Martin Craddock back in 1988, and later he went to Australia's Northern Territory. He lived there for a period of time. He studied the advanced traditional didgeridoo techniques of the area. You know, you can study advanced didgeridoo techniques. And after a number of years of living in Oxford and in Australia, he moved back to Boston in around 2000 or so, continued to play. So he did a number of CDs called Dr. Didge, and he was using the didgeridoo in different ways, a lot of electronica and other kinds of sounds that were coming out of that. But unfortunately, much to the dismay of his musical friends and his fans, he died in his sleep a few years back, it all stopped. But we still have his records, which is great. So this is from a CD called Zero Tonality. You can just tell it's a PhD in physics who's writing the titles there. Zero Tonality. And it's a track called Retro Rockets. So let's take a listen to that. This is Dr. Didge. I'm gonna go get some more. stuff. That is Dr. Didge from his CD called Zero Tonality, something called Retro Rockets. And so we have time for one more track here on Roots and Branches and Beyond. This has been show number 95, and we've been doing Summer Rambles again. This Summer Rambles number 6. I get two more summer rambling shows, and then we get into the more serious fall season, you know, where we have other kinds of themes. I'm glad you've been able to join me, if you have indeed, and if you haven't been able to join me, you don't even hear me say I'm glad that... anyway, there you go. This is Anderson and Brown, and they were based in Stratford, Ontario, folk duo with Anderson on the harp and Brown on the guitar and fiddle, and they do a very traditional Celtic repertoire. Although they didn't grow up in that repertoire, they sort of fell in love with it. Indeed, it was Mary Anderson and Ken Brown, by the way. David Whithead is on bass on this track. It's primarily instrumental, harp and guitar, occasionally harp and flute, and so on. And this is a great tunes you love to play, and it's played in a variety of ways, and this is a slightly different version of it, which is why I play it. It's lovely. And this is a tune called Off She Goes. Glad you could join me. Take care of each other. Happy trails. Oh,